Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris down on the beach, just been for a gorgeous ocean swim. Bondi's best kept secret, I really do want to keep it that way, is May. It's the water's toasty warm, no wetsuits. The ocean is crystal clean. There's not many people around. Goodness gracious me, doesn't get better than this. So, here we go. Just walking past a few people. So, today I wanted to share with you a few stories about, you know, that there's a rule, there's a law of nature that says absolutely nothing's ever missing, just changes in form. And you might remember we've discuss this in the context of the universe is a closed loop. It's expanding, but the energy within it is just getting spreading. It's not, there's not more of something. It's converting from something to something. It's no different to having a block of ice, melting it, ending up with water, and saying, I've got something different. You haven't. What you've got is the energy of a block of ice. Some of it's gone into heat, which means it's warmer. Some of it's, so it's dissipated from low vibration to high vibration. And if you keep heating it, the energy of the heat added to the water will end up as steam vapor. So there you go. Heat plus the water. Nothing's missing, just change form. Well, in every human being there's a got to, should, a need to, want to, desire to, choose to, love to aspect. And nothing's ever missing. It just changes in form. And so we could take seven areas of life and work out what our got to's are and do them. Or we'll just say the word, I've got to do something. I've got to go to the doctor. I've got to change something. If you want to change your life, you have to change your language. A person who's saying got to all day is in a state of fight flight. They're reward and punishment, seeking pleasure, avoiding pain. They're in a bit of a pickle. It's very highly stressed, but it's also very highly joyful. So from time to time, we on Facebook or whatever, meet the joyful side of these people and we go, gee, wish I was them. But if you could follow them around with a camera, you'd go, oh shit, I don't want the other side of that coin. So when you hear the word got to in your own language, you know that there's a discipline or a regime or something you can put in place in your life to make it so you don't have to say that. For example, I've got to get to work. Well, if you set the alarm at a time and you're quite disciplined about how long you took for your exercise and you were quite disciplined about what you had for breakfast and you were quite disciplined about how long you took in the shower, there'd be no got to. Unless, of course, you hated your job, which is then says, I've got to get to work because I really don't want to, so I'm going to have to force myself. But you could change that. You could learn how to love your work. So you want to change your life. You have to change and achieve your goals. You have to change your language. If you're saying should all the time, it's basically you operating in a pious, almost pope-like religious state over the top of yourself, which is cruel. And this piousness or righteousness will have you condemning yourself for crucifying yourself for doing wrong and then lauding yourself for doing right. need to put you in a place of emotional fluctuation, which means every time you get rewarded you feel good, and every time you get punished you feel bad, and then you fluctuate all over the ship with those states. So if you like emotion, that's great. Sugar is a form of it, alcohol is another form of it, seeking a people's approval is another form of it. But if you can't manage your emotions, you can't manage your business. If you can't manage your emotions, you can't manage your relationship. If you can't manage your emotions, you can't manage your money. If you can't manage your emotions, etc., etc. So life will become a rather unmanageable sequence of ups and downs and arounds and arounds. So if there's an interest in getting beyond the child in you and actually starting to accumulate some sense of platform from which you can launch your goals, emotional gratitude, saying this is what I need, this is what I need, this is what I need, might not be your best language. If you say I want, you're getting to where Maslow said you are a highly actualized person. And saying I want, it's probably the most common thing I hear in Bondi Beach from the very privileged people who live in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. I want a new car, I want a phone, I want. And entitlement is a beautiful thing. I think it's a gift to any person who feels entitled enough to say I want. It does, however, mean that they need to have covered their bases in got to, should, and need to first. So you can't, it's no use walking around saying I want this and I want that if you haven't got the got to's, the should's, and the need to's. Now, that's easy for a kid, a 17-year-old private school girl walking around Bondi saying I want latte and I want this and I want that, because their got to's and their should's and their need to's been looked after by mum and dad. But eventually they'll be launched into the big wide world, and if they're operating at the entitlement of I want, they'll very quickly learn that the got to's, the should's and the need to's need to be addressed. If they get that, if they've been given good parenting, and if they've been given strong sense of discipline through the school and the parents, then it's not a topic. It's they continue with the entitlement of I want, and usually become great entrepreneurs in the world or great operators in the world. But if they haven't been, if the parents have sort of helicoptered and cushioned them from the realities of gratitude and the realities of, you know, knowing where their wants have come from, then it's highly likely they'll take a bit of a plummet and end up in a relationship with a boy or a girl who provides the got to, shoulds, and the need to's for them. And they'll be very dependent on that person, which will lead to a whole lot of other stories. So change your life, change your language. We in Inner Wealth advocate that the words desire, choose to, and love to are the minimum. That language that would be wise to use on a daily basis. And every time we hear ourselves say got to, or should, or need to, we would be wise to make note of what we're saying and turn it into a discipline, turn it into a habit, turn it into something that we do automatically, so that we're not talking to ourselves in a guttural tone of got to, should, or need to. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.